2 Samuel chapter 17. Ahithophel advised Absalom, "Let me now choose 12,000 men, and I will set out and pursue David tonight. I will overtake him while he is weary and weakened. I will terrify him, and all the people who are with him will flee, and I will kill only the king. I will bring back all the people to you as a bride comes home to her husband. You are seeking the life of only one man. Then all the rest of the people will be at peace." The saying pleased Absalom and all the elders of Israel. Then Absalom said, "Call for Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear what he suggests." When Hushai had come to Absalom, Absalom spoke to him, saying, "This is what Ahithophel has suggested. Should we do what he is advising? If not, what do you think?" Hushai said to Absalom, "The advice that Ahithophel has given is not good at this time." Hushai continued, "You know your father and his men, that they are mighty warriors, and they are enraged like a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. Your father is an experienced warrior. He will not spend the night with the troops. Even now, he is probably hiding out in some pit or some similar place. If some of our troops are killed after the first attack, whoever hears it will say, 'The followers of Absalom have been slaughtered.' Then even the bravest soldier, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will utterly melt in fear, for all Israel knows that your father is a mighty warrior, and they who are with him are also brave warriors. So I recommend that all Israel be gathered together to you, from Dan to Beersheba, as numerous as the sand on the seashore, and that you lead them into battle yourself. So we will corner David in some place where he is found, and we will fall on him as completely as the dew falls on the ground. Neither he nor any of his men will be left alive. If he withdraws into a city, then all Israel will bring ropes to that city, and we will drag it down into the valley until not a pebble of it can be found." Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The advice of Hushai the Archite is better than the advice of Ahithophel." For the Lord had determined to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel in order that the Lord might bring disaster on Absalom. Then Hushai reported to Zadok and Abiathar the priests, "This is what Ahithophel advised Absalom and the elders of Israel, and this is what I have advised. Now quickly send a message and tell David, 'Do not stay the night at the Jordan River fords in the desert, but by all means cross over, or the king and all the people may be swallowed up.' Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz were staying at Enrogel, so that they could not be seen entering the city. A servant girl was used to get a message to them, and they went and told King David. But a boy saw them and reported it to Absalom. So both of them went away quickly and came to the house of a man at Bahurim, who had a well in his courtyard, so they climbed down into it. Then the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread grain on it, and no one knew anything about it. When Absalom's servants came to the woman at the house, they asked, "Where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" The woman told them, "They have gone over the stream." When they searched, they could not find them, so they returned to Jerusalem. After they had gone, the two men climbed out of the well and went and informed King David. They advised David, "Get up and quickly cross over the water, for this is what Ahithophel has advised against you." Then David and all the people who were with him set out and crossed over the Jordan River. By daybreak, there was not one of them who had not crossed over the Jordan River. When Ahithophel saw that his advice had not been followed, he saddled his donkey and went home to his town. He set his house in order and hanged himself. So he died and was buried in his father's tomb. David came to Mahanaim. Absalom and all the men of Israel crossed the Jordan River. Absalom had put Amasa over the army in place of Joab. Now Amasa was the son of a man whose name was Jether the Ishmaelite. His mother was Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, the sister of Joab's mother, Zeruiah. Israel and Absalom camped in the land of Gilead. When David arrived at Mahanaim, Shobi the son of Nahash, of Rabbah of the Ammonites, and Machir the son of Amiel of Lodavar, and Barzillai the Gileadite from Rogalim, brought bedding, basins, and pots, along with wheat, barley, flour, roasted grain, beans, lentils, honey and curds, sheep and cheese from the herd for David and those who were with him to eat. For they said, "The people must be hungry, tired, and thirsty from having traveled through the desert."